Hey guys, and welcome to the Wellness Digest detoxification episode. We wanted to do an episode on detox because one, it's like so trendy, and I feel like before I got into like nutrition, functional health field, I like didn't really understand what it meant besides like people trying to like lose weight and like low-key not eat. And now I see detoxification as like such a necessary kind of like holistic process. And so we are excited to bust some myths on what detoxing is versus what it isn't, share our own experiences. And then at the end, I've done so many different detoxes, like ones that are more like probably not so amazing and then ones that are great and make me feel great. But at the end, I will explain like what a little 5-day detox reset could look like. So let's jump into things. Tatum, I mean, I feel like we're both obviously on social media, but like, what do you feel like you see like a detox is on social media right now, or what people think it is?
I mean, I feel like I see a lot of juice cleanses, obviously. Those are really popular. Lots of parasite cleanses. I feel like those are becoming more popular too. I don't know. I feel like our social media pages are pretty curated to like what we believe.
Yeah, for sure.
And kind of the things that we follow. But something that I have found is really interesting is that I feel like anytime I see a video like of someone who's kind of like in the functional nutrition, functional health space, post a video on like detoxing or something, there's always somebody in the comments that is like, your liver does that for you. Your kidneys do that for you. Your organs are supposed to do all of that for you. You don't need extra detox things. And so I'm mostly excited for this episode to talk about why that's actually not true. Yes, those organs are supposed to ideally be doing those things for you, but unfortunately, most of our bodies are not functioning at optimal health. So,
yeah. So I guess let's start by talking about like what is even a detox, because I feel like it's a trendy word. And again, nobody really knows what it means. So kind of the official, not definition, but like the official way you talk about a detox is basically the process of reducing the body's toxic load through elimination, literally as simple as that. And another thing that I feel like we talk about a lot on this podcast, but people aren't aware of, is just how toxic the world is and how much toxic load that we carry. So when I say a detox is trying to reduce your toxic load, toxins in your body can be things like chemicals. We can ingest chemicals and breathe in chemicals through multiple different ways, through like our perfumes, through our makeup, through the way that our food is sprayed that we are buying and eating. There's literally so many ways in the air and through ingesting things that you get chemicals and environmental toxins in your body. Other things that would contribute to your toxic load would be things like bacteria, mold, heavy metals. So we live in a world that has a lot of processed and toxic things. A lot of us have a pretty high toxic load, especially if you are not focusing on detoxing and draining your body. And then the second part of that is elimination. So elimination means to get something out of you. And we have special elimination organs in our body, like our colon and our skin, and our kidneys help excrete things through peeing. So peeing, pooping, and sweating, those are all ways that we excrete things. So that is basically what detox is. And the whole goal of it from like a functional perspective is to just lower your toxic load so your body can actually do the job that it's meant to do.
Yeah. And I feel like just right there, pooping is like one of our biggest elimination pathways. And so many people like aren't pooping regularly. So like that right there is just like our bodies aren't detoxing themselves, the way that they should be because of other underlying health issues. And like you said, how full our bucket of toxins is.
Yeah. And I don't want to get too like scientific in depth in this episode because I think that detoxification can be simple, but there's so much like science and crazy things behind it. But technically our liver has 3 to 4 phases of detoxification, and our liver and our kidneys are like our two most known filtering and detox organs. So I'm just going to really quickly go over the 3 detox phases because I feel like this is important behind it. Phase 1 is bioactivation. Our liver basically starts breaking down toxins. Conjugation means toxins are being packaged up, and then elimination is eliminating them. And I heard somebody in a podcast talk about like the 3 phases, like how we take out trash. Like we break down our trash, we put our trash in our trash can, and then we package it up and then we throw it outside. We're doing the same thing detoxing in our body. There's a lot of like back and forth and up in the air, depending on who you talk to, like what a healthy detox is. And in my opinion and in our opinion, a healthy detox or cleanse doesn't need to be something intense where you're doing a water fast for like 8 days. Or I think something that I tried in freaking middle school, this is insane. I saw like it was like Beyonce's way to get skinny before her concerts, and it would be water, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and honey. And she like drank this for like 14 days. I tried it, felt awful. But just saying that like those type of things are not exactly healthy detoxes or cleanses. The way that I do one and look at one is mainly like eating real whole foods, using some like lifestyle movement practices to get your organs eliminating, and maybe adding in some herbs and supplements that just help support the detoxification pathways you already have.
I think the main difference is like with the type of detox that you and I like believe in and think is important is like the intentionality behind it. You're not really doing anything that's like so crazy, so out there, this huge change that your body doesn't recognize. It's more so just like changing your mindset a little bit to be like, okay, this week I'm going to put a little bit more energy and effort towards detoxing and getting my body's elimination pathways open and making sure that I'm draining properly. It's more just like the intention behind it than it is like this huge like diet or like protocol that you go on. Well, sometimes it can be a certain protocol, but more often than not, like you said, it's just like just getting your ducks in a row for a bit.
And it doesn't also need to be with the intention of losing weight. I think we think of detox a lot in like losing weight. When you detox, and the whole point of a detox, we reduce our toxic load, which reduces our inflammation, which a lot of the times, yes, can lower your weight or can bring you to a balanced and healthy weight. But we're doing that in like a slow way that your body knows how to do rather than just like starving your body by not eating. So why would somebody do a detox? It all comes down to inflammation in the body. We have explained, I think this was in season one, kind of the rain barrel effect. And I didn't verse you that I was going to ask you this, Tatum, but are you able to kind of explain like how our bodies have a bucket of rain and, you know, the rain barrel effect?
Yeah. That's actually funny that you asked me that question, because I just sent that Organic Olivia episode, the podcast episode, to my mom the other day, because she has this like full body rash right now. Mm-hmm. Just like the way she's been describing it to me, I think it's one of those situations where like her body's been like telling her it needs help for a while. And this is like its way of like basically screaming at her, like, help me now. And so that's kind of what the rain barrel effect is like. And we got this from Organic Olivia's podcast, so I'll link that episode as well. But it's basically like if you have like a rain barrel outside that's collecting rainwater, let's say you have one tiny raindrop is like representative of the everyday toxins that we are exposed to. So it seems really minuscule of like, oh, just like a little bit of pesticides, a little bit of herbicides. But when you think about it as like multiple raindrops every single day, like it's really more so like a flood, because we're just exposed to so much. And so obviously a rain barrel can only hold so much water. And when it gets to the top, it's going to overflow. So that's kind of like what's happening in our bodies when we reach a point where our bodies are like, I can't take it anymore, because our rain barrel has flooded and there's no more room for toxins. Like your body's reached its threshold. So that's when you start to get those symptoms, maybe like rashes or like skin problems, gut issues, that kind of thing, where it like it's built up to such a high level that you just like can't tolerate it anymore.
Yeah. And it sounds dramatic that we would have all of these toxins, but like most people who are experiencing any subpar symptoms, like Tatum mentioned, food sensitivities, any type of digestive symptoms, skin issues, headaches, fatigue, mood swings, your bucket, your rain barrel is probably full, and helping your body's detoxification system can like reduce that bucket by so much. So you can encounter stressors, toxins, and chemicals, and you're not having a ton of symptoms because your body is detoxing them on its own. That is one of the reasons why you would detox, because it comes down to inflammation and your rain barrel is full. Other reasons that you might want to do a detox is just because, like we said, our world has a ton of environmental toxins and chemicals. A lot of women, especially, that's what we can speak to, use toxic makeup, toxic tampons, toxic skincare products and whatnot. And so that is adding to our toxic load. Again, we've talked about our food system and how it's pretty hard to escape pesticides and chemicals, even if you are eating all organic. When you go out to eat, who knows what you're eating. And so those can also build up. People who are experiencing any symptoms from heavy metals or mold, we still haven't really talked about those in episodes, but maybe that'll be something that we will do and can just look up like functional health perspective on metals and molds, and they really impact the body. That is another detox that we would do. And then a very specific kind of detox or reason why you would detox is if you suspect parasites. And I think that's kind of like the most known one on TikTok right now, a parasite cleanse. That's a little bit more specific. Same with mold and metals. You're going after something. You're trying to detox your body from something specific. The cleanse and detox that we are kind of going to be referring to in this episode is just like a whole body, like more of a reset. Just giving your body the fuel it needs and opening the pathways that your body needs to just operate properly so you're not having a ton of symptoms. Back to Tatum's point in the beginning of like, can't our bodies detox naturally? I literally hate when people say that. Because yes, yeah, your body can detox naturally. That's why we have livers and that's why we have a kidney. And that is why we, one of the reasons why we poop. Like, yes, your body can detox naturally. But if your rain barrel is full, your body is not detoxing naturally. And these toxins and chemicals are building up, causing inflammation, and giving you symptoms. So let's say you are somebody who lives a pretty healthy lifestyle. You follow detox practices regularly, which we'll talk about. Your detox organs might be detoxing naturally, so you might not need to be as intentional with specific detoxes. And that is the goal. The goal is to get you to the point where your liver, your kidneys can filter normally with just a little bit of like yearly maintenance and support, rather than having to like really, really focus on detox. So the goal is always to get your body to the point where it can do things on its own. But most of us just like realistically aren't at that point right now.
I also hate when people say that, because if you just think about how many of us are experiencing like day to day, just like minor symptoms of just like discomfort, not feeling our best, that is a sign that your organs aren't working how they're supposed to. I really don't know very many people, even like someone like you, who is very, very serious about their health and does all the things, who experiences absolutely zero indications that their body needs a little bit of help. It's just the reality of the world that we live in. And that's nothing to like be necessarily like ashamed of. I think it's just something to like come to terms with and just know that you cannot escape it unless you're literally living inside a bubble and you're completely sterile and you don't ever touch anything on the outside world. It's never going to happen. So I think it's just something to just understand that we all have to live with it to some extent. And it's just kind of one about what extent you're comfortable with and where you're kind of able to, what's your like happy medium, as far as like your budget and what's important to you. And then also just knowing that if your body does need a little bit of extra support, it's not necessarily saying anything like negative or bad about you.
Yeah. And that is a good point. Like this episode and detoxing is really for everybody and anybody. Like you said, even somebody like me who focuses on my health so much, I still do detox practices because it's just the reality of our world that we come in contact with a lot of toxins, chemicals, and things that slow down our detox processes. So we just have to kind of mitigate and make up for that and do some detoxification. We already kind of went over this, but I just want to reiterate one more time, like what you might be feeling that would make you think, hey, maybe my detoxification systems aren't working properly. So here are like some of the symptoms or things that you could be dealing with that to me would say, let's get them draining and detoxing. Food sensitivities, any type of gut health issues, bloating, constipation, especially just any gut health issues, skin issues, hormonal imbalances, headaches, fatigue, mood swings, and basically kind of like any symptom that you are dealing with that's subpar, probably a good opportunity to open up your detoxification systems. Let's quickly, before we talk about like the detox organs and how to detox, talk about some of the no's in our opinion in detoxing, because obviously everything's subjective. Like some of these things might be really amazing for some people, but these are the things that I have not found to work, Tatum has not found to work, and like don't make sense given the signs of detoxification. So let's talk about juice cleansing. Before you talk about your experience, Tatum, I learned something through researching for this episode that makes sense to me why people do juice cleanses, but also why they sometimes miss the mark. So we have multiple phases of detoxification, and there's different nutrients we need in order to complete these phases. And some of the nutrients that we need are things we find in plants. They're things like chlorophyll and a ton of antioxidants. That is what juice cleanses do well. They have a ton of chlorophyll, antioxidants, and whatnot. But another big part of detoxification is that we need amino acids, and those, the ones we really need for detox, you can only find in animal products. So juice cleanses can be great for one part of detox, but it's not making a comprehensive detox because you're not having any of those animal proteins, amino acids, or B vitamins, which like really made sense to me in my head. It's like, because it works for some people so well, but it's just not having the whole picture of detoxification. So tell us about your recent juice cleanse.
Yeah, so I recently did a juice cleanse, and like you said, it makes sense. Well, I think a lot of people, first of all, when they do a juice cleanse, they think like, oh, like I'm just eating fruits and vegetables. Like in their mind, like that's like what's the most healthy. And it's very rare to see like a detox or a reset that does include animal products. There aren't very many out there on the market, because I feel like that's just like what we've been taught, is that if you want to detox, you have to do only fruits and vegetables. But one of the big things that I found was that I felt so depleted of nutrients. And that could be because I'm used to eating a good amount of protein, animal protein, on a day-to-day basis. So my body was like, what the hell? Like, so confused. Obviously I didn't feel full because I wasn't eating. I was literally just drinking juice. It was like 7 juices a day. And these juices had like adaptogens. They were all organic. Like this is like one of the best like ones I found. And I just felt so awful. Like I was so tired. I literally could barely even get through my day. All I wanted to do was sleep. I couldn't even like get myself out of bed in the morning. I was having issues. Like my bowels were becoming like even more irregular because I wasn't like eating my normal diet. It was just like everything was thrown off. I didn't feel good. And I was honestly really disappointed, because I feel like every time you see a juice cleanse and like see someone promoting it, and maybe they're getting paid to promote it, I don't know, but like they were just like, oh, it's the best thing ever. Like I felt so amazing afterwards. I felt so much like mental clarity, and like felt like my body was completely cleaned out. Yeah, I felt absolutely none of that. It was
No,
it was terrible. I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't. You couldn't pay me to do it again.
Yeah. So, I mean, the logic is there. It's high in antioxidants. It also gives your digestive system a hot minute to like not have to digest a bunch of food because it's just juice. But there are some people, a lot of people, because I've tried to do juice cleanses before, that they just feel like a bag of crap the whole time. And so maybe it did open your detox organs a little bit, but in my opinion, it's like not worth like feeling sleepy, fatigued, and unwell every day. So those are our thoughts on juice cleanses. Other types of detoxes that are just like kind of a no for us, not eating is a big one, or like depriving yourself of food or being very like calorie deficit. Obviously there's a time and a place to be calorie deficit. But if you're doing like one of those cleanses that's like have one soup a day, like have one asparagus lemon soup a day, again, that's not having the complete picture of detox, and that might work for a little bit. But once your body gets nutrients, it's going to be starving and probably store those nutrients and could store them as fat. So we don't love that. We don't love the deprivation of cleansing and detoxing. We already kind of touched on this, but like anything that's super intense, unless you are working with somebody and doing a specifically targeted parasite cleanse, mold, heavy metals cleanse, I'm sure there's other types of cleanses out there that like really make sense because you've tested or you understand that your body's probably dealing with something that's bigger than just like your normal average day things. Those are intense, and those can be intense if you're educated around them. But doing intense cleanses without education, working with somebody, or preparing your body is just going to make you feel sick and probably not get your body naturally detoxing on its own.
And that's a huge, huge component of why all of these are no's, is the mental aspect. And just like the fact that you are, especially if you're on a health journey and you've gotten to a point in your health journey where you feel really good about your relationship with food. That was something that I hated about the juice cleanse, was I felt like I was backtracking on all of the work that I've done to have a healthy relationship with food by then depriving myself of food. It just felt wrong.
Yeah.
It felt like it's not what I normally do. If I'm hungry, I eat. And it just went against everything that I like felt good about mentally. And so I think that a lot of these like really intense protocols, like you said, not the ones that are like for a specific reason, can be really stressful on your mind and on your body. And so they're just not necessary unless you have some specific targeted issue that you're trying to work towards.
Yeah. And we all know that adding more stress onto your body is just going to cause more inflammation and put you back further and maybe have your symptoms amplified. So that is why when we do detoxes, we do detox practices that are gentle yet effective. And we'll talk about them in a second. Before I talk about how to detox, the lifestyle practices, supplements we use, etc., I just want to quickly give you detox organs 101, because it is important to like know what these things do in your body and why you would want to help them in their process. So the liver, we're going to do another episode on this because the liver like is really freaking important, and it becomes stagnant in a lot of people, especially if you're somebody who has like hormonal imbalances or skin issues. The liver can play a big role in that. So the liver filters toxins and it recycles hormones and drugs and things that you could be consuming. So it's one of two main filtration organs. How can you damage your liver or give it too much of a toxic load? Drinking, stress, processed foods, toxins, a high toxic lifestyle, birth control, and NSAIDs. NSAIDs are things like Tylenol, aspirin, Advil. All of those things can damage and deplete the function of your liver. Our colon. We all know what our colon does. Our colon's job in detoxification is waste removal, aka pooping. Our lymph. This is one that's also really important. I feel like we had an episode where we talked way more about the lymph. I don't know what episode that was.
We had a drainage episode.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it was like how to set your body up for a detox. Wait, yeah. And it was like all about the lymphatic system and how to open up your drainage pathways.
Okay, yeah. So our lymphatic system, this is like our body's natural sewer system, is kind of what I like to talk of it as. Our lymph fluid collects waste and then excretes it via peeing, pooping, and sweating. Lymph is really important. Our kidneys are another one of our filtration systems. They filter all of our toxins and chemicals, and then they excrete them as well. They push them to the organs that need to be excreted. Our lungs also pick up toxins, and we cough them out through phlegm or mucus. So if you're somebody, and I feel like I am, and Tatum, I feel like you are, but it might just be because we always cough before our podcast to clear our throats to speak. I feel like I always have like low-key kind of a lingering like, like I could just clear my throat, and I don't know if it's just a habit, but if you have that feeling or if you're somebody who's very phlegm or mucusy, that could mean that your lungs have a little bit of toxins in them. And then the last one is our skin, and obviously sweating is a huge part of detoxification. So that's kind of where the skin comes into detox. Those are detox organs. In order to like reset your body and get them all running smoothly, we kind of have to give love to all of these organs to comprehensively detox. How to detox, you might be wondering, and I am going to tell you. There's different things you can do. You can focus on food, you can focus on like lifestyle type practices, and then you can use herbs and supplements. I recommend having a combination of these just because it works more comprehensively. I'm just going to list off some foods that you need in order to detox, and then I will tell you at the end when I talk about like a 5-day reset what the most important ones are. So, protein. We talked about this. This is something that juice cleanses are void of, and a lot of restrictive cleanses are void of. Amino acids are the building blocks for us to even be able to detox. So we need to have animal products in order to detox. The second thing that is really important is cruciferous vegetables. These play a huge role in detoxification. So these are things like classic, we know of like cabbage, broccoli sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. I think Tatum, you were saying that there's like arugula is another one. I forgot the rest that you said, but just look up cruciferous vegetables. We want to be eating those because they help with different phases of detoxification. Citrus and vitamin C foods, garlic, onion, I already said meats, proteins. Another reason protein and meat and animal products are so important, specifically meat and red meat, is because of B vitamins. Those are super important in detoxification. Egg yolks have a lot of nutrients in them. Trace minerals. I'm always recommending, and I use them. I get like the trace minerals from Amazon, and I just put them in everything because minerals in general are just good for our body, but we do need minerals in order to detox. Leafy greens, specifically parsley. And again, going back to why people like juice cleanses or green things, like green things are associated with detoxing. It's because they're high in antioxidants, and antioxidants bind to chemicals and neutralize them in our bodies. So they help us detox. Green tea is another thing that is amazing for detox. It's high in flavonoids. A few other things that I learned upon my research. Whey protein, obviously properly sourced, has a ton of research behind it for detoxification and how that helps our body. A lot of people don't respond well to whey protein. So somebody gave the suggestion of goat whey protein. Do with that what you will. I just thought it was interesting, so I'm going to mention it. Selenium is really important for detoxification. You can get that from Brazil nuts. And then fiber, which we can get through plants. Basically, a healthy diet is what I'm seeing. Like, this is a pretty diverse, healthy diet. Obviously, berries could go in here too because there's antioxidants. It's really just eating real whole foods and being intentional with the real whole foods that you're eating. So those are the top foods. If I were to choose like a few of them to focus on, I would focus on eating things that are deeply green, focus on eating cruciferous vegetables, and then good sourced proteins. Those will give you a ton of vitamins and minerals for your liver to detox and all of your other organs to work properly. Lifestyle practices, things that you can do to get your body detoxing. Sweating. I value sweating more than literally anything, like almost up there with diet, like right next to it, because I've just seen so many improvements in my own health and my skin through sweating. So I 100% recommend sweating. If you like can and it's accessible to you, sweating 3 to 5 times a week is so amazing for your body. There are studies coming out, and I don't want to say this wrong, but like sauning 2 to 4 times a week like decreases your chances of getting chronic illness, disease, and cancer by like a crazy percent. Again, I don't want to say something that's not true, but there's a lot of benefits to sweating. So getting in a sauna, getting a personal sauna, taking a hot bath, taking a steamy shower, getting your body temperature hot is amazing for detoxification. Another one is for the colon specifically is doing a saltwater flush. We'll link how to do it on Dr. Axe, and then I also have a TikTok about it. Colon hydrotherapy and coffee enemas. Those are practices that specifically kind of detox and rinse out your colon if it is stagnant, if there's anything stagnant in there, if there's any buildup. A way to move your lymph is to do a lymphatic drainage massage, dry brushing, or gua sha. Gua sha specifically for your face and your neck and the lymph in that area. For your liver, castor oil packs are amazing. You can put them, actually, you can put them over any organ. I just do it my liver. But you can put them on your thyroid to help your thyroid detox and all of your organs. And basically, the castor oil seeps through and just helps kind of speed up the movement of things. So it's especially great for your liver. And then one easy lifestyle practice to kind of add in is just like movement, walking, and working out. Doesn't mean you need to be like sprinting, running 800 miles or doing something super intense. Just the act of moving your body moves your lymph, which helps your body detox and your lymph move on its own, which is important. So your lymph can shuttle toxins out. So you can poop them out, pee them out, sweat them out.
Yeah, and these things can be done at a very minimal level too. Like I do gua sha on my face in the morning when I wake up, and like literally just like a couple minutes of doing it, and I like can feel like my sinuses drain, or like I'll just like I'm able to like get a bunch of that like phlegm out in the morning. So it's not like you have to do like 30-minute long gua sha massages, like just a little bit each day. Same with like walking, and you don't have to go like ham.
Yeah, exactly. These can just be things you incorporate into your everyday life. So those are the food and lifestyle practices. Here are a few. I just chose the top herbs and supplements that I like for detox. Specifically for your liver, I think most humans need liver support. The herbs that are great are burdock, milk thistle, and dandelion root. I love liver juice by Organic Olivia. All of those are great options to either get tea in a bag, get bulk tea, get her formula to help your liver do its job. A few other things from Organic Olivia, because I just think everything of hers is amazing. She has the cleanser, which is a bulk herb tea, and that is focused on your skin and liver and detoxification. So if you're somebody who's dealing with skin issues, that might be a good detoxification tea for you. She has the purifier, which is more focused on your kidneys, which is another great tea. And I know we don't really talk about the kidneys a lot, and maybe that's something we could dive deeper into. And we actually did on an episode. Tatum, do you remember the name of the episode off the top of your head to reference?
About kidneys?
Yeah, remember we talked about it with Rita, just like how big of a role your kidneys play in things?
Oh, yeah. That was
we can link it if you don't remember it. My memory is
Rita is a regenerative detox specialist. So yeah. She kind of walked us through like what her protocol looks like sort of for a detox and what organs she focuses on. That'd be a good one to go back and listen to actually. But yeah, I will link that.
Yeah. So that episode you can listen to if you want to know more about the kidneys, but we do need to detox them. Something that's like really affordable is Yogi Tea, the detox line from them. They have like everyday detox, skin detox, etc., which all have great herbs. And then supplements. There are a few that I feel like are the most comprehensive. Some of them you can order off Amazon, or one of them you can order off Amazon. One you would have to message me, but I'm willing to help anybody out if they want to try to get it. Drainage by Core Formulas is just a very comprehensive formula that one gets your body draining, but two gets your body detoxing. It's in almost all of my clients' first protocols, which is focused on draining to get their body ready for whatever we're working on. So that is my most highly recommended supplement that targets like all of our organs rather than just a specific liver support or a specific kidney support. And then when we are doing a detox, we always need to make sure that we are binding up any toxins we may be releasing in our body. And so I always recommend taking a binder. A binder is kind of like a mop for the inside of our body. It helps mop up toxins. And one that's easy on Amazon, I will have Tatum link it, is Takasumi by Supreme Nutrition. It's really comprehensive and it's great to take if you are wanting to do some low-level detox work internally. Those are the foods you should be eating, lifestyle practices you can add in, and herbs and supplements. I wanted to just like give, like, if somebody were to be like, hey, I want to do a 5-day detox reset, what can I do? Just because I feel like 5 days is like reasonable. Most people are able to do that. Obviously, if you continue to do this for multiple weeks or this was just your lifestyle, it would really support your detoxification. But doing this for 5 days will at least give your body kind of like a jump start to detoxification. And it's going to sound honestly so simple, but for 5 days straight, sweat daily, however you can. Sauna, bath, steamy shower, being outside if it's in summer, making sure you can like physically see sweat come out of like your hot yoga would be another great option. You can see sweat come out of like your face, your arms, wherever you normally sweat. You want to physically see sweat. Foods to eat during these 5 days. Having bone broth daily, that's great amino acids and amazing things for our gut and B vitamins. Cruciferous vegetables daily, making sure you're having those. Having a leafy green daily. Having animal products daily. And then sipping on one of the detox teas that we mentioned above. So you're going to drink bone broth, you're going to have cruciferous vegetables, leafy greens, animal products, and you are going to sip on tea. I would probably sip on the tea, have like 3 cups of it a day to really move around detoxification. An extra add-on to that would be taking the Drainage Core Formulas and a binder, again, just to continue to assist your body. Both of those would be 30-day servings, so you could just continue to take them, but I would recommend both of them if you're doing a little reset. Other parts of the reset, sleeping for 8 to 9 hours per night. When we are asleep is the only time our cells can detox, so making sure you are getting 8 to 9 hours is crucial during a detox phase. The next part of it would be having minerals in your water. I talked about how those are important for detox. So I think we've linked in our last episode, like LMNT, trace minerals, we can link them again. adding those to your water every day while you're on the detox. And then the last part would just be walking daily or a low intensity workout to get you moving. So honestly, this is just the lifestyle that I live now. Like, I pretty much do these things every single day. But if you're wanting to dabble your toes in a little 5-day reset, try this one specifically, this like idea specifically. It's not even really like an intense reset. It's just changing your lifestyle practices a little bit to see how you can support your detoxification on its own.
And I feel like that feels so much more achievable than being like, go on a juice cleanse for 7 days and don't eat anything. You know, like, if you really don't need to be that extreme, like, this is just so much more simple, but it also still gives you that structure, because I think a lot of people look for something that has structure and like has like specific things they're supposed to be doing. So I think that your little 5-day reset gives you both of those, where it's like achievable, also has structure, nothing too crazy. And it's good just like habit forming too, so that, like you said, it can just become your normal lifestyle.
Yeah. And for people who are maybe wanting something, not even a little bit more intense, but just something that requires a little bit more out of you, I have one detox reset cleanse that I absolutely love. And I've done it, I think, like 3 times now. It's the Owl Venice cleanse. Every single day, it is 3 shakes that are a bunch of amazing vegetables. There's cruciferous vegetables, there's leafy greens, etc. And then you also have bone broth at every single meal. And you can also make food. You can make like meats and vegetables, etc. And that is the one like cleanse that I feel comfortable recommending to people. So I will put my code for that, because I think I still have a code from the last time I did it. But if you were wanting to like buy a cleanse, that is the one I would recommend. And that is how to detox, everybody. I hope that was helpful. I feel like I say that after every episode. I hope that was helpful. But I think that this is really attainable. Like, pretty much anybody can do these type of things and try it for 5 days. And the benefits of a detox are, you will just notice decreased inflammation. Maybe your skin is getting better. Maybe the symptoms that you have are lessening. I think 2 big areas are fatigue and energy, that you will notice differences when you start to detox properly. And mood. I think like headaches and like mood things, feeling really irritable, can be a sign that your body has too much toxic load. So if you want to feel good, have good energy, and have a good mood, get your detoxification going.
Yeah, who wouldn't want those things?
And that's all I have to say. As always, DM us if you have any questions. We will put links for everything we talked about in the show notes, and we will see you guys next week.